Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Wonderful sounds of Destiny's Child, Independent Women. And I thought this song was very, very apt. I've been telling you all morning that I'm going to be joined by a very special guest, and she is with me now. And that is Fina Uruche. Welcome to Colourful Radio. How are you doing today?
Hi, Gracie. Thank you for listening, colourful people. I'm very excited to be here, and also inspired that you think that I'm an independent woman.
Yeah,
man, go on. That's definitely a good start.
Exactly. And the first thing I had to say, I thought you were a Londoner.
Yes.
I just didn't realise you were a Liverpoolian.
Okay, colourful people. Good, fabulous women exist around the country.
I know.
That's just it. You know, you have to take the love from the north, from the south, from the east to the west.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yes.
But no, I'm not even impressed. That sounds a bit silly, but I'm surprised.
London is my second home. I
right.
do have a love of London. I lived here for many years,
right.
but about when you become a mum
yes.
and start, the last 7 years have been devoted to my family.
Right, okay.
And so since my little one's turning 9, I've been living back in Liverpool.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And I've not even introduced Fina properly.
Yeah, go
she
on.
She is a model,
yeah,
an actress, a radio presenter, a writer, and can we say playwright?
Yes.
You're very multi-talented. And I just want to go back a little bit, because I was just looking at the, you know, the things that you do, and it's jobs that put you in the spotlight. And I kind of thought, was that intentional? And the naughty part of me thought, you know, were you a bit of a show-off? And is that why you put yourself in those kind of jobs?
Gracie, you know what? I'm going to get you, man. Okay, listen.
But in a good way.
Gracie. My brothers and sisters would tell you that I was a show-off.
Right.
I would tell you that I'm shy.
Okay.
If I had my way,
yes.
radio suited me the best. It's
yes.
my favourite thing to do, because
Excellent.
You get to create and emote, but like we've said, you can do it in your jeans and your
yes.
slippers.
Yes.
So now I'm doing this identity crisis play
yes.
at the Oval House, 7:45, the 9th through the 13th.
Yes.
Please come down.
We're going to get to that.
Me, one person playing all these characters. So that would let you know that I possibly could be a bit
right.
of a show-off, but a kind one.
Yes.
No, I'm
good.
A show-off with a soul.
That's good. That's
How about
good.
That?
No, that's great, because I just realised that they were all kind of roles that put you out there in front of people, obviously apart from radio presenter where you're behind the mic, but being
I like
a model,
radio.
You know, being an actress. And also with the modelling, as mm-hmm. a black woman, or as the Americans like to say, a woman of colour.
A woman of colour, for colourful.
Yeah, did you face any challenges whilst you were modelling? And if you did,
I don't think there's a person alive
right.
who has risen to the higher echelon of their game
yes.
in any profession that hasn't had challenges.
Yes.
I don't dwell on the challenges.
That's good.
I think the challenges, the fact that you've overcome them means that they're behind you.
That's true. That's very
and
true.
And I am getting a little surprised that everywhere I've been this week to be interviewed and stuff, people are always like, what are the challenges? And I go, what about what are the celebrations?
That's true. What are the celebrations?
The celebrations are I'm 5'7", which they said was too short to be a model.
Yes.
I have African features.
Yes.
I have African hair. And yet I've featured in all kinds of advertisements and in all kinds of magazines, because where there is a will, there is a way.
That's very true. That's a great answer. I must switch that. I'm going to nick that one.
Let's do celebrations.
I will ask people what are the celebrations
yeah.
rather than the challenges, so
yeah.
switching it up. So bringing us up to the present day in terms of the play Identity Crisis, obviously it came out of a traumatic period in your life. Can you share with the listeners a little bit about that and what... you know, it's not a counsel. Oh no, that's going to sound rude if I say it's not a counsel session. But you know what I mean. Just share. And
I'm laughing because
yes.
you said a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, but as I've told you, I'm on a celebratory
yes.
tip. In a very short period of time, my niece, who was babysitting my 2-year-old mm. son, had a brain aneurysm and passed away in my
right.
home. I was stalked by a man from the BNP.
Wow.
A confidence trickster stole £20,000 from me, and my marriage was failing. So under all of these pressures, I felt my spirit just flatten.
Yeah, I can imagine.
My pilot light kind of went out, and I wasn't sure what was going on. There was also all these international things going on with them killing black men in the States, the police with no recourse of justice. And normally I don't pay attention to such things, but all of it started to bother me. And so I was trying my hardest to... Oh, and there was stuff at work as well.
Right.
So I was trying my hardest to find my way back to something positive. I'm Christian, but though God is amazing and there, my faith wasn't doing it either. I've never been there before. I was laid on the floor.
Yeah. And the fact you had so many things kind of coming at you, not just one thing
it was
to deal,
many,
but you had... It was from almost every angle.
It was from every angle. Yes. It's like hard pressed.
Yes.
Is a way to put it.
Yes.
So all this different stuff was going on, and I decided, at first I just kicked off, because when you're grieving, you go through a phase of anger. So during the anger phase, I pretty much obliterated everything, because I just was like, get away from me.
Yes.
And then I thought, oh, that won't do. So I went to university to study black representation in the media.
Right.
I got a master's degree in that. And I wanted to see whether the things that were bothering me were about me or systemic.
Right.
So my answer, the answer that I got didn't please me. It wasn't about me, so that released me, but it could be a little bit more systemic. And so my professor, Roger Shannon, who was a very, very bright man, invited me to write a play.
Yes.
A one-woman show. And I said, no. And he asked me again. I said, no. And he asked me again. And he said, no. And the rest is history.
Right, okay.
Identity crisis. So what they did is they could see that I was hurt.
Yes.
I was wounded. And they could see that I have enough history to be able to do something good with it.
Yes.
So sometimes when you're grieving, hurting, upset, the people that say, in it, and just listen and negativity breeds more... You need to step out of that place and go somewhere else get another voice in. And so Roger Shannon my director, Bill Hopkinson, both gave me, blew a fresh wind.
Right.
And from that fresh wind, I could catch a hold of what I wanted to say about black representation and what I wanted to say about race.
Yes.
Make it funny, because I'm a Scouser and we laugh.
Yes.
Laughter does the heart good like medicine.
That's true.
So I've come up with this madcap play. And what's been really nice, Gracie, is I've been able to... I went to Edinburgh with it, I've been to Bristol, London, Manchester, and I've gone around regionally.
Yes.
And because the Arts Council backed it, we got a lot of feedback, and all the feedback's been really positive, all races, all ages.
That's good.
I like that.
Yeah. And I noticed that it's different characters, so it's not just you playing different versions of women.
Oh, no,
and
I'm playing boys, honey.
And I was just going to ask, in terms of the creating of the different characters,
yeah.
who are those people based on? Is it people you know, your situations?
Do you know what?
You know, how did it kind of evolve?
Bette Midler says she can play anybody
if
she gets their shoes.
Right.
And I would say I can play anybody if I can get the voice.
Okay.
So I started vocally. You know, I have Rasta. Rasta's a overstand me, understand me, no man. He's a certain type of person.
Yes.
I don't think he's one person. He's an amalgamation of certain... people I've met over the course of my life.
Okay.
And then there's Sir Bobby Blue, who is powerful, but dreadful. He's the head of a large media establishment. And Sir Bobby Blue, I have dealt with.
Okay.
And Sir Bobby Blue has dealt me some blows. So he's an amalgamation of two people who will remain nameless.
Okay. If they watch it, they'll know it's them.
People are very funny because people don't see who they are.
That's very true.
People don't. And then Mama Nuku, you will recognize her. You will know Mama. At least one of you. She goes to your church.
Right.
You know her.
Yes.
Yes. So they're, but each character is grounded in reality, but a comedic reality.
Right.
I think they're characters we know and love.
Yes.
And I think that they are hewn, some of from our community, some from a broader community. And that was the challenge.
Right, okay.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I was also thinking, you know, can this go further?
Could
you develop it into a TV series or
TV
show?
Yes,
film?
Please come and commission it. Thank
yes.
you. We are waiting with the pen.
Excellent. So putting it out there. We want it to go
It could be
further.
A sketch show. Definitely,
yes,
definitely.
So
I mean, we're going to New York.
Yes.
So who knows? The world is the proverbial oyster.
That's great. And what do you want the audience to take away from the show when they come to see it?
You can turn your mess into a message.
Right.
Number one. Number two, I would say that we all have a crisis of identity.
Yes.
We're all trying to wear a mask to try and get ourselves further, trying to go forward. And for the actor in me, I'd like to say that I'd like to show that people should just write.
Yes.
The writers in the TV systems and in the film systems, and let the actor bring their DNA.
Right.
Meaning, yes. I would like to see a colorblind society in terms of certain scripts,
and yes.
just for the perimeters of what we can do as artists to be pushed open.
Yes.
That was my opening gamut.
No,
that was it.
That's great. And I was actually thinking with the creative process,
yes.
in terms of from idea to actually bringing it to the stage, how long has that process been?
Okay, so in May of 2014, Bill said to me, in October, the Arts Centre at Edgehill University, we have one space left, do you
right.
want it?
Okay.
Can you write me a 60-word blurb as to what the show's about?
Wow.
So I wrote the blurb, went home and wrote the show in one sitting.
Wow.
And then we stood it on its feet and Bill did the dramaturge and it yes. went round and round and round and round. And then, it, you know, a lot of the times I work character-wise on my feet.
Right.
But it was very short,
yes.
very fast.
Okay.
But I think it was because I was scrubbed raw by life.
Yeah.
At that time I was in a very, very vulnerable, I was hanging by a thread.
Yes.
Who am I, Lord? What's my next thing?
Yes.
Why are these things happening to me? I asked a lot of wrong questions
right,
for a long time.
Okay.
And then I finally decided to focus on what I'm good at.
Yes.
And then I started to heal.
And I was just thinking it must have been quite cathartic or, yeah, just being able to write everything down and get this play together.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we are a force. Our life force can be used positively or destructively. So you can notice things that are wrong or
yes.
things that have pained you. And you've really got to make a choice, split second,
yes.
how am I going to respond? And I think because I was grieving, my response to some of the things that were going on, at first really negative, and then I just switched it up.
Yes.
And that's why I said to you, it's a celebration.
Yes, yes.
I haven't got another tear to fall.
Right, yes.
You know, you
yes.
have to get to a place of, I'm a leader because I have a child.
Yes.
I'm a leader because I'm an artist. So you say, what I'd like to do is look at the positive contributions as a black artist I can make,
yes.
as a female artist I can make, as a mother I can make, as your friend I can make.
Yes, that's
and that's what I'm focused on right now.
Yeah, no, that's great. And where it's happening at Oval House,
yeah.
can you tell our listeners where it's happening, tickets,
yes,
websites?
Sure. Identity Crisis is happening from the 9th to the 13th of May, which is next week, Tuesday through Saturday night. It starts at 7:45. You can get tickets at ovalhouse.com. You can also go on Fina Oruche, PHINAORUCHE.com. And there's links there.
Yes.
It's Identity Crisis has its own Facebook page.
Excellent.
Doesn't everything now?
Yes.
So it has its own Facebook page. Put in Identity Crisis 3 on Facebook and that will bring you up. There are many ways to skin the cat.
Yes.
Come see me, man, because we get to talk after cock up your foot, sit down. We have things for see. Let's dialogue.
It sounds
That's why
like,
I'm doing it.
It sounds like a plan. And also, what's your own social media if people want to follow you and see what you're up to?
PHINAORU. So at Fina Oru, I couldn't put the che on.
Right.
I can't remember why. I am horrible on Twitter. I'm a Facebook person. So if you really want to see what I'm doing, because can you imagine me being restricted to 140 characters? It's not a match made in heaven.
Part 1 to 100.
Exactly. So if you do want to know what I'm doing, you're more likely to have more joy if you go to Fina Oruche on Facebook, because
right.
that's where I'm preaching to the choir.
Thank
Twitter
you.
I can't even use. I
right.
try and retweet and I delete things. I'm dreadful.
Oh, okay. I'll have to show you.
I've been shown.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Well, thank you, Fina. I'm definitely looking forward to Identity Crisis. And it sounds like an amazing production.
It's fun.
You know, so well done. And I'm definitely going to check it out. So thank you for joining us at Colourful Radio. And yeah, have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you for your graciousness. Gracie,
thank you.
Gracie the Gracest.
That's me.
Yes. Bye.
Thank you very
bye.
Much. Thank you.
Colourful. 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 Colourful Radio.